Now we know the truth.
And no one
now
can.
No one can.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. Jesus suffered for us that he might bring us to God. He suffered for me. Whatever Jesus did for me means that I don't have to have that. If he became poor for me, that means he don't want me poor. Amen. If he suffered for me, he don't want me suffering. And we're talking about suffering at the hands of the devil. Amen. Because all that will live godly shall suffer persecution. There's some things as a believer you're going to suffer, like persecution. You'll suffer being ridiculed and things like that, but not suffering sickness and disease, not suffering poverty. Jesus suffered for us that he might bring us to God. When I saw that scripture years ago, I got in my mind a picture of Jesus presenting me to the Father. He suffered for me that he might present me to the Father and lay claim on my life. Say, this one's mine. This one's yours, Father. This one has believed. Can you see him bringing you to God? Amen. I can see it. So we'll thank God. Jesus suffered for us that he might bring us to God. Did I give you a scripture? 1 Peter 3:18. Okay. Jesus became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made righteous. Do you see there's a divine exchange going on? He took our sin, suffered without the gate, so that we could have his righteousness. He took our poverty so we could have his blessing, his riches. Amen. You know, the Bible says that in us are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden in Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. There's a treasure in us. Amen. There's an anointing in you that abides in you. Amen. How many of you got anointing in you? Hallelujah. So he became sin for us that we might be made righteous. Go ahead and declare that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Okay, now. See, sometimes if your mind is not renewed, you'll feel funny saying that. Oh, I don't want to say I'm righteous. No, it ain't your righteousness. Your righteousness is like filthy rags. But we don't walk in our righteousness. We walk in the righteousness of Christ. He took our sin and gave us his righteousness. He took our poverty and gave us his riches. Amen. He suffered for us that he might bring us to God. Amen. So he delivered me. Hallelujah. He became sick with our sicknesses. Read the Amplified Bible of Isaiah 53 and you'll see that the Bible says that God literally made Jesus sick. He was made sick with our sicknesses. So Jesus became sin for us, but he also bore our sicknesses in his own body. Matthew 8:17. Says himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. So if he bore our sicknesses, if he took our sicknesses, then we have a right to his health. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Jesus became sick for us that we might be healed and have health. Amen. His healing and health. Amen. 1 Peter 2:24 talks about healing. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things you may prosper and be in what? Health. See, not talking about healing, it's talking about health. Amen. So healing and health is ours as believers. So we need to thank God. Every day you ought to get up and say, Father, I thank you. Jesus took my sickness, my infirmity. He took my pain. He bore it. So, Lord, I don't have to bear it today. I thank you that I'm healed today and whole. In the name of Jesus, I resist every sickness, every disease. I come against it in Jesus' name. I receive health today, Lord. I'm going to walk in health all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get a picture in your mind. Get a mental image of you being healthy. You have something that's restricting you, some ailment or something like that, a sickness or something, and it's restricting you or causing you not to be able to do what you used to be able to do. See yourself doing that again. Hallelujah. Don't just give up territory easy. See yourself. Just sit there and dream about what you used to could do. Say, Lord, I thank you that'll happen again. I'll be able to do that. Glory to God. The healing power is working in me, and that's where I'm going. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See yourself doing what you couldn't do. Amen. So we're healed today. We can thank God for that. That we are the healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He became sick for us. That means that he took our sicknesses so we could receive health. His health. His health. Everything he did for us, it was so we could have something that belonged to him. Amen. He said, the Holy Spirit will take what is mine and shall show it unto you. The Holy Spirit does that. He reveals that. He's revealing these things today. Amen. Jesus gave himself as a ransom for us to be testified in due time. That's 1 Timothy 2:6. So he gave himself as a ransom. Amen. What happens when somebody gives themselves as a ransom? That means they give themselves in exchange for somebody else. Amen. If I give myself a ransom for you, it means that I'm giving myself in your place. So Jesus gave himself in our place. Hallelujah. He was my ransom. Glory to God. God purchased my freedom because Jesus gave his life as a ransom. Hallelujah. Bible says there's one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Amen. So I can thank God for that today. Jesus gave himself. Hallelujah. Jesus loved us and gave himself as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling fragrance. So Jesus gave himself as an offering, and he sacrificed his life. He laid his life down in place of mine. And we need to acknowledge these things. Glory to God. Thank God for it. Jesus gave himself as an offering. And what he asked us to do in exchange for that, he said, now walk in love. Walk in love as dear children. Because Jesus gave himself an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling fragrance. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can thank God for that. Hallelujah. And then Jesus was cursed for us that the blessing of Abraham might come on us through him, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. Now, how many of you have received the promise of the Holy Spirit? How many of you filled with the Holy Spirit? How many of you are born again? If you're born again, you have received the promise of the Spirit. Now, if you have received that part, what about the first part of that scripture, Galatians 3:13-14? Then is the blessing on you? And he said, well, Pastor, how come it's not working in my life? Because you're not acknowledging it. Because you're not releasing faith in it. You have to mix faith with the word if it's going to profit you. So what do? You start declaring and thanking God that the blessing of Abraham is on you. Abraham had tremendous favor. Abraham was a man who started out with nothing and ended up being very rich because God blessed him. And all of his servants knew that Abraham's wealth came from God. God did it for him. So that blessing was more than material, but the blessing's on you. Amen. The blessing of Abraham's upon you. Say it. You know what? You don't even have to understand all the blessing for it to be working in your life. I don't understand how I got saved. I don't understand how God did all of that, how he delivered me from the power of darkness, but it happened, and I didn't even have to understand it. I don't even have to understand all of how redemption works. All I need to do is receive it. Hallelujah. And that blessing is upon us. So don't ever think that you can be cursed, and don't ever claim a curse. Amen. Glory to God. Claim the blessing. Amen. He was cursed. He was made a curse for us. I'm giving you scriptures that say that Jesus did this for us. He took the curse of the law, which was bad in every respect. He took that curse, nailed it to his cross, and moved it out of the way so that the blessing of Abraham could come on us through him, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. That's life. The greatest part of that blessing is that we have eternal life, that we have righteousness and right standing with God. These are things that we need to thank God for. Thank God that you got the blessing on you. And you declare that blessing on everything you have. The blessing of Abraham's on everything I own. Blessing of Abraham's upon my family. Hallelujah. You got to claim that blessing today, and you got to acknowledge every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. I'm just giving you a few places. I'm just giving us a starting point. You just pick one of these and you start off, and we're just going to start. We're going to praise God in here, and we're going to give God thanks. Amen. It's all right for you to get a list of things and go down that list thanking God. Just go down the list and say, Lord, I'm just applying my faith today. I come to give you thanks and praise today. Amen. And then I saved this one for last. He died for us so that we might live. Romans 5:8. Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice was that he gave his life. He died in our place. He didn't die for himself. He died for us. Amen. And if you want to make it personal, you can say he did all these things for me. Jesus died for me that I might have life. Because he lives, I live. I have life. Amen. Just declare you got life today. Amen. You've chosen life over death. You've chosen blessing over the curse. Because the curse is still out there and you can still choose it. I mean, you know, you can still choose death. But we didn't make that choice. When we chose Jesus, we chose life. Amen. Praise God. Jesus was able to do all of these things for us because he spoiled principalities and powers, made a show of them openly triumphing over them in his cross. He led a victory procession. Amen. Hallelujah. And he destroyed him that have the power of death, that is the devil. That means that he made him of no effect. That means that Satan has no power to stop a person from getting born again who wants to be born again.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service.